Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. You're listening to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining us. Episode number 461 of the show. We appreciate your patronage. As always, we would like to hear from you. If possible, you can send us an email. Tell you every week. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Additionally, feel free to lob us a phone call. 949-464-TBLS. I just haven't checked if we got... Oh, yeah, we got several calls this week. If you're listening to this on a Tuesday or even a Monday night, well, unless it's like the last, you could be listening to like an old one. So if it didn't start with a commercial and you're listening to it on a Tuesday, well, I could have fucked up and accidentally left the commercials. And the point is if you subscribe to our Red Circle, our bonus content, all the extra stuff we do here, the stuff that doesn't go out on the regular show, you get the show a day before everyone else. You get to have your own conversation that the normies are not a part of because they haven't heard it yet, because they don't have access unless they're one of the great many people that's sharing passwords out there, because we get a lot more downloads on the Red Circle than we have subscribers. And that's, I assume there's some scumbags out there stealing, taking food, taking bread out of our children's mouths. But that, hey, look, do what you got to do. Maybe you feel like shit because you've been using Travis Rogers' password this whole time like I did, even though someone else, FanFan, bought him a subscription. It's complicated. Click the link in the show notes right now. Be that guy. Sign up. It's $5 to listen for 1 month. It's $50 to listen for the entire year. And it's fucking worth it. I'll tell you that much right now. It is fucking worth it. Also, you can get there's the link at the top of the page on the ballerlifestyle.com, or go to my Twitter and there's a pinned tweet there. Then you can get all the, my genius tweets that are basically like, just, hey, listen to the show, whatever. Just click it. Give us $5. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, but surely you didn't say there would be 2 free months if you pay for the year.
That's right. That was a real fuck up on my part.
That seems excessive.
It is.
One free month.
Well, I didn't think anybody would ever sign
double
up.
Double nickel. Sure.
You know what?
Give them 1 free month. We gave them 2.
Yeah.
This is like charity work.
You know what I'm going to do, Ed? I'm going to raise it to 55 because you said that. I'm raising it. So you get 1 free month.
So you get to do that. And yeah. I get to be the villain because I just skunked it for everyone.
No, I would like, I still maintain that I'm the villain. But that said, you know how I procrastinate on things. I got a lot going on in my life. I got a 9-to-5. I got multiple children that I'm involved with. I got a girlfriend that takes a lot of my time. I'm stretched thin here. So yes, I am going to raise it to $55 a year. So you get 1 month free, which is nice. That's still a deal. I'm still giving you a deal, but not as good as the people that got in for 50. And you know what? I'm probably going to forget to do it for a while. We're probably much like this watch I got right here for doing a commercial. Oh. I think there's enough time.
Apple Watch?
No, of course not. I think there's enough time. There's enough time has passed between the commercial I did, and it's not playing anymore, but I did a commercial and I can't remember the website, but it was like one of those websites where it's like, cool. It's like, we'll get you laid. Just get some cool stuff from our website. And so they sent me a thing. They're like, do you want to read this commercial? I'm like, yeah, I'll read it. And they're like, okay, well, you can go on our website and you can pick out some stuff and then you get it sent to your house. And then when you get it, you know, you could do a commercial about it. And so I read this commercial and I went on this website. They gave me a credit I went on this website and there was not, there was like, I wanted to give them some money to not have to look at the items on this website, because there's, and they go, one of the things you have to pick is a watch. Cause it, so it was like accessories mostly. Fuck. I can't remember what it's called. Don't tell them, guys. Okay. Should have put this behind the paywall. Do not, guys, don't tell whoever I read those commercials for. Also, the website was real weird. It was like, you know, how like sometimes it's not .com, but it's like dot. And then the letters like fill out the name of the company in the website. Never do that. That's so dumb. So they go, one of the things you have to pick out is a watch. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm getting a watch out of this deal. And I went on there, and you know me, I'm a bit of a peacock. You know, I wear a lot of jewelry. I got tattoos. I got a gold fucking tooth. Like, I'm a mess. I got long hair, a stupid mustache. I'm a fucking idiot. So I'm not opposed to making myself look foolish. I mean, these watches were so hideous. I couldn't find a single fucking thing that I could even wear as a joke. And so I've been wanting a gold watch. So I was just looking. I'm like, here's some gold watches. So finally I picked one. And here's the brand. It's called a Luc Leon. You sell some bullshit and you give it a, remember, here's a big one. Not French. Not Dutch either. Haagen-Dazs. You're like, ooh, that fancy.
It's German, right?
Yeah, not fancy fucking German ice cream or Dutch. No, it's like from Brooklyn. It's New York. It's not. They just gave it that name. So who knows where the Sergio Valente? That might. I think that might have been an actual Italian guy. Don't skip that one. But so I go on there. I go, oh, this watch. It's called a Luc Leon.
Chef Boyardee.
Right, there you go. Yes, yeah, actual guy. So Luc Leon. Luc. L-E-O, and don't call these.
Oh, people. Is that the guy who bought your jeans?
No, that's might be. Maybe he'll buy this watch. He liked my jeans. So I go, I'll get a gold watch. And one of the things you had to do for the deal, like to be able to read the commercial, you had to, they'll print something on the watch for you, which is, and I was real stupid. I didn't know, you know, I have like a lot of pictures on my computer. So I had it printed with the Baller Lifestyle logo on the back. So it's got a BL. And immediately after I did it, my chick's like, why didn't you make it a picture of my cat? And I'm like, fuck, that would have been so much better. But it's not. It's the Baller Lifestyle logo on the back. So you, no one's going to see it. And also they give you the regular back so you can take it off. But I get this watch and I'm like, oh, this, you know, it's kind of nice or whatever, you know, maybe I'll wear it. Maybe we'll give it away on the show. I get this watch, Ed. The color is gold. And obviously I didn't expect it to be made out of solid gold. This thing like weighs, I'm trying to
with Casio.
It's worse. It's like, it's looks like metal, but there's no metal in it. Hold on. I'm doing this wrong because I should be talking this up. I'm going to give this watch away to a listener.
Nice.
And all you have to do, well, hold on. I'm not going to tell you how to do it yet because I want to set up an email address for it. But just this is, I'm slow playing this. Okay. Guys, win my watch. I'll take a picture of it here. I'll take a picture of it and I'll make it that. And I'll probably remember to make it. Look, it's right here in front of my gear. Oh, there's not good lighting in here. Okay. Well, I will take a picture of it at some point with the logo. I'll make it this week's picture, and you can win this watch. We're gonna have a contest to win this watch, and pretty soon you're gonna have to pay $55 a year to get the red circle, and that's all the housekeeping. Ed, how are you? What's up, buddy?
Two things this weekend. There were two speeches this weekend that really brought a lot of emotions out in me. I really enjoyed Judd Apatow just relentlessly shit upon Tom Cruise in like Directors Guild or Writers Guild Awards.
What? Tom Cruise is a treasure.
He just talked about like Scientology and his height and stuff. He talked about sitting on phone books in the cockpit and stuff. I love the balls of somebody just going for it. Where like Tom Cruise is royalty and he's crazy, but for the most part, people are afraid to shit on him.
That is true. He is crazy. He is nuts, but he saved Hollywood. He brought back Hollywood.
I fully liked Top Gun Maverick and everything.
It was great.
He's been in some great movies, but I love when somebody very Norm MacDonald-ish.
Totally. I like that. Not give a shit about somebody
who, like, people don't like to kill the cash cow.
I agree.
And it was pretty funny. He was just talking about his height and sitting on phone books to reach the controls in Top Gun. Like, it was just funny.
Then
another speech, because it's a holiday weekend, my sister's family came up and stayed with us last night.
Yep.
And we went to a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, fantastic. And
they had the NBA All-Star game with subtitles, like you could read what was going on. Yep. And right before the game, like, we're just waiting for our table. Right before the game, Vin Diesel.
Oh, my God.
Spoke Mark and addressed the crowd before the All-Star game.
Why?
And it was amazing.
Why?
I was reading the transcript, and I thought for sure the transcriber was getting words wrong.
No, stop.
It was just a crazy speech. What?
So it's not like the Korean translation. It's actually word for word. I have the speech here. Should we play it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
As a kid from New York,
let's go!
I used to dream about coming to an NBA game
in Salt Lake City. Now, hold on. I've just realized something. Much like Steven Seagal, Vin Diesel. And I can't believe everyone else knows this, but I just realized it right now. He clearly, at some point in his life, made the decision to adopt a fake voice and go with it every time he speaks. And he's doing it right now.
He's Elizabeth Holmes.
Yes, he is. No one really talks like this, and he's doing it. He's always, he's got a leather jacket on. I bet the guy did work in Salt Lake City. Although, I believe the work he likes to do is not legal there. I'll just say that.
And that's why I'm so honored that the NBA asked me to present this year's All-Star Game.
Well, we know that's not true, right? This is a deal. He's got a movie coming out. This is a deal.
This has nothing to do with Fast 10.
They paid for the privilege of having Dominic Toretto in character. Like, he lives his life as Dominic Toretto.
Yeah. How are we going to introduce the All-Star Game? Oh, I know. We need a 5'5 guy.
Right. Who yes.
Stars in one movie every 3 years to.
Hold on.
Sell this product.
I'm reminded of Judd Apatow, and I love Judd Apatow, and I agree with you, but I saw Judd Apatow at a restaurant one time.
Yeah.
Leslie Mann was also there.
Big pull for him. I've always been a fan.
From Newport Beach.
Back when she was in Cable Guy.
Oh, yeah, she's fantastic. She is very petite. IRL. Extremely tiny.
Okay.
Very hot. Judd Apatow, also pretty petite. I mean, I can't be a great dude. But look, I'm not a big dude either. I mean, I am a big dude, but I'm not a tall dude. And I make fun of people for being short all the time. So I guess I side with Judd Apatow in the sense that we shit on people for being short, and we are also short. So I like that. Okay, here's Vin.
We're here to witness the best players in the world to experience true competition in its purest form.
What?
These players have
the All-Star Game? Nobody plays defense? What? What is this, the purest form? Nobody tries.
This isn't fucking Gladiator. This is the NBA All-Star Game. And NBA
famously for never having defense. Yes, it's not pure competition.
NBA players don't try in the actual games.
This is a layup line.
Yes.
There's nothing happening in this game.
No one even watches. Even NBA fans are like, this is awful. And why'd they get rid of East West? They draft? Well, I almost said a word I shouldn't say, but it is. drafting.
No, it's bullshit. Like, you make the All-Star team. You have the best year of your career, yeah. And you're the last pick.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was, but somebody got shit upon.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. They just had a great year. They had a great year, and they just got shit upon.
Right. If I knew... Well, don't they all try to get out of it?
Like NFL, the Pro Bowl? They do.
Yeah. They don't in the... I thought I heard
that's why we got... Who was the backup Ravens quarterback who started the
Tyler something from Utah.
Tyler...
Durden.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley. Yeah. Huntley.
Huntley.
Tyler Durden.
Well, because I read something... Look, I paid so little attention to the NBA. I should be said, look, as I'm sitting here doing the show, Ed, yeah. I'm wearing a shirt that says Los Angeles Lakers, I love LA. And it's one of those free shirts they give you at the game. Okay. I'm wearing one of those right now. It says Fox Sports West. Pretty on sweet. The back. Yeah. So obviously huge Lakers fan, huge NBA fan. I never watch any games, but I read that Mavericks fans were worried that Luka was going to drink too much beer in Mexico over the All-Star break. So does...
Oh.
I mean, assume he was at the... So I assumed he tried to get out of the game. But is it just that he goes to Puerto Vallarta and then he flies in for the game and then he flies back to Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah.
Was he there?
I think probably that's how it goes.
Okay, fair.
Have made sacrifices. What? Game after game. Yeah, play after play. So families like mine could be inspired.
Sacrifices. They make like $50 million. Oh, he's talking about when they have
families mine. Is he talking about his fake fast family or his real family?
Well, and what are the sacrifices that when they have home games, they have to have sex with their own wives? Is that like, he's like, the 41 times
this
season.
Is the worst.
Yes.
My trophy wife, I've got to put it in.
Oh, he's got his leather jacket has a big, like the Malcolm XX on the back.
Oh no.
But it's for Fast 10. And forgive me, I thought they already did Fast 10.
X on his lips.
Wait, size X.
You all are the best fans in the world. Tonight is a unique moment in time.
Is it?
Tonight.
There's nothing unique about this.
A
game.
Star becomes a legend.
So that doesn't work like that.
No, nobody cares.
You don't become a legend in the All-Star game. Nobody even knows who plays. I didn't even know if Luka was there.
Tonight, after the game, one of these men will see who's the throat goat of Salt Lake City.
How did they not have him like come into the arena and spin out in the middle of the court in like a souped up Civic? Like, so he's just walking out there.
You know how the closed captioning is always off? No. And I'm just reading. I was reading it, and it was like talking about family and stuff like that. And it said like the sacrifices we make or something. And I'm reading this, being like, and I think we got called to our table.
Yeah.
Oh. And I was like, wait, I got to see where this is going. He's talking about him making sacrifices. Just Michelle, hang on a second.
I know, it's so good.
Enjoy the show.
Oh man, that is.
What a man.
So I can't wait to see this movie. Is it out? When's it out?
I don't know.
I'm going.
I think I will definitely. I went to the last one and they went to space. So I just don't know where else they can go.
I know. We might have to do a viewing and then have our resident Fast 10 expert, Caleb.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's the reaction.
Yeah. Come on. And then he can, because he's the one that pointed out to us. Well, all of our fast knowledge we get from Caleb.
Right. This is how I know, like, he's just way better at this than us.
Yeah.
Because we watched it and like had thoughts.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I decided to watch all of them three times.
Yeah.
To get some context. Because we watched like Fast 5.
Yeah.
And he had never watched it. And then he watched all of them like multiple times and told us all the B stories. Yeah. Yeah. He's just way better at it than us.
Yeah, he pointed out to us that the fast movies are not chronological, which is mind boggling.
They're trying to Pulp Fiction us?
Yeah, they just happen at any time and any place, and they're just not, one doesn't pick up where the other one left off, which is crazy. That it, you do make a good point, though, because we had him on, I think we reviewed Commando, which, and Caleb's like a generation, you know, he's a millennial. So yeah. So a movie like Commando, that's not his childhood. That's our childhood. So he hadn't seen Commando. So he came on, he's like, yeah, I just finished my fifth viewing. Meanwhile, if I get mad at you, if you pick a movie that's over an hour and 45 minutes and I still have to fast forward through like the last 30 minutes so I can get it done in time to actually record a podcast. No, he's.
How about Rima Williams? He had never heard of. And he's like, oh, yeah. So I read the book.
Yes.
he's too good at this.
I know. Yeah. So we might have to, when that movie comes out, we'll all go see it. We'll have Caleb on. We'll do a regular show, but we'll also recap we'll review the new Fast and/or Furious.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we move. Oh no, I just closed it. Hold on. Kyle. So as I pointed out a few weeks ago, I've officially become best friends with show favorite Kyle Anscani. We met for beer that he paid for.
Oh my God.
I know. We hung out. Our lady friends kicked it. We talked about all sorts of different shit. We became buddies. And I told you a couple weeks ago that he was at an ice fishing tournament where the first prize was a $20,000 wow. Tagged fish, and he said no one has caught that fish in 45 years.
Oh.
But they do tag a younger version for $5,000, and somebody did catch that this year. But then he texts me. This. This is Saturday night, 8:20 p.m. my time.
Okay.
Which makes it 10:20 p.m. his time. There's a video, which I will play for you momentarily.
Okay.
And this is the text. We are coon hunting tonight.
Oh my God.
Right. Our best dog, Fancy, is on the job. No relation that I know of, Brian. He also sent me a picture of with the flash of his tin of Old Milwaukee that he's drinking while he's out there coon hunting. Now,
that's how you have to coon hunt.
There's a lot of action in this video. I'll let it play because the audio is worth it. And then we'll play it again. I'll explain the audio. See if I can play it from my phone. So higher degree of difficulty here.
Sure.
Okay, that's a guy shooting the raccoon. It falls out of the tree.
Get him. Get him. Nice shot, man. Oh, drop my phone. Get him. Good job, Fancy. Get him. Get him.
So I'll explain what happens in that. Kyle.
Wait, hang on a second.
Yeah?
Is coon hunting just letting your dog take out a raccoon?
Well, they shot it first. So let me explain what happens in that video.
But don't they have like disease and stuff?
Hold on. I don't know. What are you asking me? The video starts, they're shining a light like up in a tree. There's no leaves on the tree because it's winter. And then his buddy shoots it and it falls out of the tree. And then they put the dog upon it, which looks like it might be some sort of a beagle or like Springer Spaniel. They sick the dog, Fancy, upon it.
Fancy.
And as Kyle's running over, he eats shit. He trips over a branch or something and falls down, and the screen goes black. And that's when he goes, oh shit, I dropped my phone. Nice shot, Matt. Okay, I'll play it again. And you guys can get a little bit of our buddy Kyle's coon hunt. If I can get it to play. Oh, here we go. That thump was the record.
Get him. Nice shot, man.
Oh, that's where he chipped. He's dead.
Oh, drop my phone. Get after him. Good job, Fancy. Get him. Get him.
I'm told that the
coon. Before,
yes.
Before Fancy gets the raccoon, yep. Does Fancy give a 48-minute recap of The Bachelor? Wow. Oh, sorry. Oh,
no. I don't know. No word on whether Fancy comes into the studio and then goes and takes a bath while we stretch for 28 minutes waiting for the dog's 2 minutes on the show. Yeah, he was the. I'm like, what? Why do you? What do you do with those? And he goes, oh, well, they're a nuisance. They harm the crops. He goes, you used to be able to sell the fur, but now you can't. So basically,
we're just killing, so just like people them. Would wear a coonskin hat.
Yes, I want one. Unbelievable.
But,
yeah.
But they, I thought they're kind of like squirrels. Like they've got gross diseases and stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that might, that's probably where we live. I would too. And they're pretty ornery. I mean, it looks like Matt got it with a pretty good shot because the dog set upon it. Now it was fighting back a little bit, but the dog was doing that thing where it shakes its head back and forth. He alerts, by the way, he followed up with another text. Also in that coon hunting video, I slipped and fell when I dropped my phone up in the air. Wasted.
Well, that was implied. He had the Milwaukee's best.
I love this guy. Okay, let's move.
That's the beer you're drinking when you're having more than seven.
Well, the last time he was having hams. He gets all the good beers out there. Hams, which is apparently from Minnesota and fucking old Milwaukee. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports? Anybody die?
We lost a few people, four people in the sports world.
Where's my song? There we go.
First one up. Very sad. Former Premier League soccer player Christian Atsu, 32 years old. He was part of the Turkey earthquake, which is just heartbreaking.
Yes, like, very sad.
Like natural disaster, but also like just inadequate resources. Yep. Like Turkey is a really horribly run place.
And Syria.
And Syria. Yeah. Right.
Very sad.
So yeah, this is a soccer player who's bouncing around Europe after a Premier League career, but 32.
See, I don't fear earthquakes because people are like, fuck earthquakes. You live in California, you got those earthquakes. Look, there was an earthquake once. One of the bigger ones, and I was in seventh grade and we were swimming in the pool in PE and the water just like sloshed around the pool. Like there's been some where I'm like, whoa, that one lasted a long time, but I don't live in a hut. I don't live in a mortar rock and mortar building, you know, like
Syria, their leader is bombing his own people.
Yeah.
he's poison gassing his own people. Yeah. So the resources and the stuff they're going to do for the marginalized people not good.
Yeah, they're a burden. So
it's
not a good deal.
Tim McCarver, 81 years old. I believe Hall of Fame baseball player, but he was like, he called the World Series like 25 times.
No, he's not a Hall of Famer. He was Steve Carlton. He's a catcher. He was Steve Carlton's personal catcher. So he got to linger for a while. Although like back then, marginal ability players, they got to just be in the league because they were funny. Remember Jay Johnstone? They're like, oh no, he's funny. So he was just always on a team because he was funny. Then there's the guy that could wrangle the poon. Like, oh, there's we got to keep Marty Cordova on the team. He's a utility man. He's not really a starter, but we call him asphalt because he gets laid in every town. We got to have Marty Cordova on our team, or else who's going to wrangle the poon? Like the good old days. These days, you got to be good. Like everybody in the league is super good. Yeah, and it's like I miss the good old days when there were just shitty guys that were around. Because look at the way that guy wears his socks. We got to have that guy on the team. Look at his crazy socks.
He's crazy. Look at those socks.
Yeah, McCarver was also one of those guys where he's like, what he's doing right here, that's a bunt. And when you bunt the ball, you want to have your thumb behind the bat, and you want to just put the head of the bat out there and push that ball past the pitcher towards first base. Yeah, we fucking know what a bunt is. We're watching the World Series.
I don't like speaking ill of the dead unless it's like Tim McCarver. Bobby Hall, who is a piece of shit. Yes. But Tim McCarver was really annoying at his job as analyst.
He was really annoying, and he worked with Buck, so that was twice as bad. But I mean, I don't want him to die. That's very sad.
Sure,
sorry.
Sure. R.I.P. But 81 years old.
Yeah, nice long run.
R.I.P. Stanley Wilson Jr. I believe he played for the Lions. 40 years old, died in a psych ward. He kind of lost it.
I don't remember him. He was a fullback. I'm confused with Stanley Havili.
Stanley Wilson Sr. was the Bengal on the eve of the Super Bowl who went on a booger sugar bender.
Yeah, crack.
A crack, maybe. Yeah, crack, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, same difference. Yeah, he went on a crack bender. Remember the good old days when somebody would either, the night before the Super Bowl, you had Eugene Robinson.
Who was the Raider who broke into a jewelry store and then disappeared into Mexico?
Barrett Robbins. Yeah. Every Super Bowl, there'd be a guy that would just not be able to keep his shit together. I feel like Stanley Wilson started that.
Yeah, he was the flag bearer.
Why do you think at 40 years old, this guy Stanley Wilson Jr. was in the psych ward? Probably just bad genetics.
Yeah, bad luck. Yeah, bad luck.
Could have been anybody. Could have happened to anybody. And also, he's a fullback. Led with his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm.
R.I.P. Dwangpech Promthep.
Nice.
He was the captain of the 2018 Thai soccer team that was rescued from a cave. Only 18 years old. I have no idea what was the cause.
Fuck. Now
he came to England, I believe, to play for some soccer team, and he dropped dead, or they found him in his like room. But like 18, jeez.
Do you think?
Remember that cave shit when Elon Musk was calling people pedos? It was weird.
Yes, it was kind of weird. Hey, I'm the coach, guys, let's go back in this dark cave for a while. Like, no, I'm sure it was nothing. They were just doing some exploring, but then it started to rain, and there's a documentary about it that I always forget to watch, but no one knew how to get them out, and the only people that know how to scuba in caves are people that do it as a hobby.
Oh, no.
So they had to get hobbyists, cave swimming hobbyists, to come get these kids. They had to drug them so they wouldn't freak out, and they had to take them out of the caves, scuba them out of the caves. I haven't watched it. Listen to me. I'm talking about the documentary. I haven't even seen it, but I would like to watch it, and also it's sad that this kid died, although I would like to know his secrets.
Terrifying.
If he had any. Yeah, very scary.
Well, speaking of pedos, Karl Malone was invited to be one of the judges at the NBA dunk contest, and people were not happy because it took place in Salt Lake City.
Oh, because were they not happy that because he was a stat compiler or because he impregnated a 13-year-old girl?
Yeah, I think it was the 13-year-old. But the compiler stuff is kind of annoying. I mean,
they ran that pick and roll pretty effectively, Ed.
But they just bored everyone to death.
It was pretty boring. Well, and it worked in Utah. In Utah, they like you to play the right way. And that worked.
Jerry Sloan ball.
That reminds me. Should we look at the website Sloan Hands? I think Jerry Sloan has passed away.
Yes. Jerry Sloan's hands were only rivaled by Q in the James Bond movies. He had gigantic sausage fingers.
I think Sloan hands has been taken down, or it would take some more looking for. Is it like? I don't think Utah has gotten a new arena. It's not like they give you they're like, hey, you build a stadium, we give you the Super Bowl. Why would you ever do an All-Star game in Salt Lake City? No one wants to go there.
That's the NFL thing. They build a stadium and they're like, all right, we got to give it to you, even though it's MetLife in New Jersey.
Yeah. And
like, because it's new, but I think the Jazz have been playing there forever.
Yeah. And we got killed on the will Renee Fleming, the opera singer, be wearing red or black gloves because it was
like 60 degrees in January.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a blizzard. And then the storm blew through and it was perfectly warm. And she had to peacock the giant diamond engagement ring. She just got
engaged. Yeah. She got engaged. That was the problem.
Fucked us over there.
But yeah, he was judging the dunk contest. And also if you want to invite Clyde Drexler obviously Dr. J, like Karl Malone never had an exciting dunk in his life.
No, he was his shoe sponsor for a while was LA Gear. And that was the one girls at high school wore because it had two different colored laces.
Yeah. They kind of look like glorified nursing shoes.
Yeah, it kind of did. And that was because he had no hops. He would just run that
really
pick and roll.
Boring when he would dunk. It was like very boring.
Yeah, he'd either catch that pass and shoot that 16 footer, or he would roll to the basket and make a layup, and it was pretty boring.
And as you know, how much I hate Scottie Pippen, I remember when they were playing in the finals, and Scottie Pippen talked trash and said the mailman don't work on Sundays or don't deliver on Sundays because it was a Sunday game, and then.
Oh, is that when Jordan had the flu?
Oh, yeah.
When
he's hungover.
Yeah.
And that was the game where he pushed off.
Yeah, my guy, Long Beach State's own Byron Russell. Was it Brian or Byron? I should know that. I think it's Brian.
With Russell. A Y.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Brian with a Y from Long Beach State got fucked over right there.
Former NBA players Allen Anderson and Keon Dooling were sentenced to prison for their roles in a multi-million-dollar healthcare fraud scheme.
Oh, Bryon.
Bryon.
Shameful spelling of that name.
Fraud scheme, which I'm of two minds for this.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing I hate more than the healthcare system like this year I was informed during open enrollment. Oh, cool, because we have to buy our own insurance because we're working from home.
Yep.
They're like, hey, it's going to be $200 more a month, but you get less than you got before.
Of course. Right.
And then we switch companies and fine. But like the healthcare situation is a disaster. NBA players thinking they're going to defraud the biggest, like watch every commercial break of every sports event. It's always insurance. Insurance is the biggest of big businesses in this country. Yeah. And Keon Dooling, former Clipper, was never going to defraud them.
I think, as I recall, what they were doing was saying that they were buying equipment that they needed for injuries.
I think maybe it's the same thing.
Yeah.
The NFL did it, like Clinton Portis.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. Well, now let's
because I know that they did it, but maybe Dooling did the same thing.
Probably. You know, the word gets around. You can do, hey, you do this one thing. Just say you bought like, you know, a hyperbaric chamber because you need it. And then because you were an athlete or whatever. And then they have to reimburse you. And then they would just either buy it and return it. Or I'm totally making this up. Can you tell? They would either buy, this is what just what I'm thinking they would do. They would buy it and return it, or just not even buy it and have somebody give them a receipt and then they, you know, give them a kickback. Let's find out right now. See how right I am. Two former NBA players have been sentenced to at least 2 years in prison.
Clinton is definitely, and like whoever he was with, that's what he was doing.
Yes. Keon Dooling, 13 seasons. That means he's in the pension, Ed, with seven different teams. Yeah. Allen Anderson, 8-year veteran, despite the fact that I've never heard of him, with 5 clubs, 19 former players. See, now I remember Sebastian Telfair was involved in
Bassie.
Yeah, that bothers me because Sebastian Telfair is one of those names that I know that I don't know why.
Coney Island.
Right. He was the straight from high school point guard that was going to be the guy. And then, you know, he was kind of okay for a while.
Yeah. Oh, Alan Anderson also spent some time with the Clippers. He was Michigan State.
Okay. Yes. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced Friday that dueling former vice president of the NBA Players Association got 30 months. Anderson got 24. Let's hear about
that's
the scheme.
That's not nothing.
No, it's 2 years. But you know they'll probably do. It might do 18 months.
But even if they do a third, that's still way more. Like, I saw Oz. I can't last two nights.
That's true.
Maybe one I could do okay.
The 42-year-old dueling, who at the time of his arrest was in 2022, was an assistant coach for the Utah Jazz. So he's probably making $500,000 a year.
Yes.
I mean, when it rains, it pours. Was accused of receiving $363,000 in fraudulent claims and helping other players file an additional $109,000. So he was the mastermind, $194,000. Anderson was arrested in 2021, accused of submitting $121,000 in fraudulent claims for himself and recruiting other players. So just tell us this story. Yeah, they were doing what I said they were doing. Now, was Corleone Young involved? Because he's another Sebastian Telfair. That's a name I'll never forget. And also, kind of one of the greatest names ever. Corleone Young?
Corleone, I believe Maryland coach Gary Williams was recruiting Corleone Young, who went straight to the NBA. Yeah. And in that game, discovered Lonnie Baxter, who was
some nerd shit.
Well, one of the best players on his national championship team.
That's right, he was.
So along sometimes.
Juan Dixon, Steve Blake.
That's right.
All those guys. What a run.
But that's the thing. Like those days, you would have these guys who went straight to the NBA, and guys like Corleone Young failed.
Didn't happen.
And I agree you shouldn't have the mandatory college thing where you have to go.
This is America,
But what they should do to prevent Corleone Young things is say, okay, so if you go for it and you don't get drafted or you get a bad draft position, then you can go to college. What they would do is just prevent you from ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't sign with an agent. They still have that, right? Don't sign with an agent. You can come back.
I think if you actually go to the draft,
you're fucked.
Like there's a deadline. Right. They should just let these guys okay, so you got drafted 24th and you want to go higher.
Feel it out.
Go back to college.
Well, the leagues don't. Now, you know, there's only two rounds. So that's you can't, although they will park a guy like Mark Gasol. They'll be like, just hang out in Spain.
Oh, they do draft. Yeah, they draft your Euros.
Yep.
Because they can park
hang out. Hang out for a while. Keep making a paycheck over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to know what Corleone Young's up to.
Staying with the NBA, Knicks owner James Dolan is seeking love on the dating app Raya. Raya or Raya?
I don't know.
Raya.
I've heard it both ways. I think it's Raya.
His profile says, I have a job, all my hair, love kids, but done making them. Sober 29 years, still learning. I can probably beat you at Wordle, backgammon, and gin rummy. I have a lot going on, but always have time for a friend.
I was out at the done making them part. Like once I heard that, I'm like, you are disgusting. Like that's who talks like that. And you're rich. Like use your staff to make you a good profile. Get a good copywriter in there. Like you sound like an idiot. That is poorly written.
Moron. He's the worst.
Yeah.
And his dad essentially invented cable television.
That's right.
As you know it. He invented HBO.
Right.
And like he is the ultimate Nepo baby.
Yep. He's got a band.
He like to prove. Yeah. And then he'll like advertise like, hey, JD in the Straight Shot is performing jazz.
You know the name of the band. Holy shit.
Because they advertise it during Knicks games and he'll be fucked. Like, hey, we're playing the Garden. Yeah. Not by merit because you own the Garden. You
own the Garden.
You're not a real band.
That's some bullshit. That is some bullshit. Do you think I wish Jerry Buss were still alive to have a Raya profile. He'd be like, must be cool with limousines, fake hair,
lots of STDs,
cocaine, and knowing I dump it in plenty of other 19-year-olds. Call me.
And knowing I've got the dirtiest dick in Hollywood. Yes.
Don't bother me while I'm playing poker with Kwame Brown, unless you want to jerk me off a little bit, but make sure you bring me a fresh Jack Daniels when you come over, okay? Hop to it.
Tiger Woods apologized for handing Justin Thomas a tampon after out-driving him. Brian.
Yes.
Is Tiger Woods the great prop comic of our time?
He's really... I mean, look.
He brought a tampon that joke. It's like great. He's so a true good. Prop comic.
It's so good. It's
a good joke.
A lot of simps feigned outrage that they were like, oh, this is so offensive that he like it's a dumb dad joke. Like that's the kind of joke a golfer does to another golfer. You know?
Yeah. I thought it was humorous, but I also was a little sad that he brought the tampon. In anticipation of the joke. Yeah. Like that's the sad part. Like it wasn't spur of the moment. It was like was a ready. Sad prop comic.
He had it in his bag.
It's funny, great. But does he bring like six tampons in his bag just in case? He's a prop comic. He's the carrot top with a dead tooth.
He's 40. I think he got the tooth fixed finally. He's 47. And I think Justin Thomas is 27 or maybe 30. I don't know. And he outdrove him. So he gave him a tampon. So he was ready.
Funny. Yes, it's funny. It's funny and sad.
It's funny and it's stupid and it's not offensive to anyone. And no, if they say it is.
Nobody's actually offended about like maybe 99% of the things.
I was
offended by like Kanye anti-Semitism stuff, like a little bit, but most people aren't offended by anything.
No. It's like,
they just pretend to be offended.
It's like, look, if you text me that you're going to the doctor or you're feeling sick, you're probably going to get a 3-word response from me. And those 3 words are going to be, is it AIDS? Now, of course I would never make fun, like AIDS is a horrible illness and I would never make fun of somebody that actually had that illness. But if you go to the doctor, that is a joke I'm going to say, and it might not be funny to anybody else, but it's very funny to me and it's in no way offensive to anyone.
Michelle's the love of my life and has been for more than a quarter century.
That's right.
But every day when she says, I'm going to take a shower, I say, good idea, because it's a dickish thing. So I don't actually want to imply she smells or anything, but I just think it's very funny to say good idea when someone says, I'm going to take a shower.
It's a dad joke. You're doing a dad joke. Yes.
Yeah. Ex-Eagles captain Chris Maragos wins $43.5 million verdict against doctors over career knee injury. Eagles captain, I honestly, never and I watch a lot of NFC East, like, I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah, no.
He must be special teams captain, first of all.
Yes, I don't know, but 43.
I've never heard of this guy. That's implying he's not a special teams player, and I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Never heard of that guy, Chris Maragos.
Chris Maragos?
No. Is this
doctors must have really fucked up his knee.
Well, that reminds me. Who was the guy?
Amputate the wrong leg?
Yes. Yeah, that still happens sometimes. They're supposed to sharpie it before you go under.
Yeah, but it almost always happens in Indonesia.
That's true. Like, yeah, it's always somewhere else. The who was the guy? Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, but I have a feeling they told the team doctor at San Diego, hey, we got this guy, Justin Herbert, and he's like even better than we expected. Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and puncture that lung?
Put it in there a little bit longer. But he was a starting quarterback. Oh, it shows him here. You know, wait, what happened to him?
Starter.
Yeah, he was a starting quarterback. He took one to the lung from the team doctor, deflated his lung, and he's gone. That's it. He had a chance to show out, and maybe he doesn't stay with the Chargers, who have a wonderkind, but he could get a gig somewhere else. Is he still playing?
He actually was like a good backup, like for the Bills and stuff. Like he was better than your average backup.
Yeah, it looks like he might be the backup on the Giants these days. Well, you should know that he's in your division. Well, he's backing up Danny Dimes.
Yeah, Danny Dimes. He's actually a good runner.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they must have. I mean, he had to get some kind of
settlement.
That's
a crazy settlement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 43 and a half.
Yeah, good for him. Well, yeah. I think I read that, and the doctor really fucked up his knee. And they gave him the old Gale Sayers. You know, back then, they didn't know how to do knee surgery back then. They would just cut it open, start fucking tying shit.
They Brian songed his knee.
Yeah, they did. they piccoloed that shit.
They piccoloed that kneecap.
Listen to the name of this court. Former Philadelphia Eagles captain Chris Maragos, made-up guy, has been awarded $43.5 million in a lawsuit against his doctors over a career-ending knee injury. Oh, maybe it wasn't the team doctors. It says his doctors. The jury, listen to this, Ed, at the Philadelphia County Court of Common Pleas.
That sounds made up.
That is not real. Is this because it's the birthplace of the nation?
He went to Scani. He went to the University of Wisconsin.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
On Wisconsin. Well, we don't like them because we support the Gophers on the show. Found that orthopedic surgeon James Bradley and Rothman Orthopedics were negligent in the medical malpractice case. Well, they got insurance for this. Bradley was found to be 67% negligent, 29.2%. And the practice got the other $14 million. Well, good for this guy. Get your money, Chris Maragos. Oh, I was reading a thing where he's got kids and he can't like play with them. You know, like he can't toss the football around. He can't toss the football around. And that kind of sucks. I gotta tell you, yeah.
If my dad inherited 43 and a half million sticks, I would say, you know what, Dad, it's okay to not play football if I can inherit like that kind of.
My parents didn't have $43 and I was still throwing that fucking ball off the wall. I'd find a rubber ball because the tennis ball is too light.
So, no, the pinky ball.
Yeah, you get the pink ones. It's smaller than a baseball, but it's almost the same weight. So
what a satisfying feel.
So you can wing it. You can wing it and throw fucking hard ground balls to yourself that you have to range to go get and throw it back. So don't come at me with the pitchback net bullshit, because that thing sucks. If you throw hard enough, it just knocks it over the ball goes through the net.
We're talking straight up wall ball.
You throw it off a wall like a man. You throw the ball off a fucking wall. That's how you do it.
And there was some heft to that pinky ball.
There was. That was the ball you needed to have. That was the only ball. It was a little smaller than a baseball, but it was the right weight, which was the important
thing. And it would have a nice thud to it.
It would. Absolutely would. You know what I'm talking about.
We'll stay with football. Adrian Peterson felt Damar Hamlin's jacket with Jesus on it at the Super Bowl was disrespectful to our Lord and Savior.
Was he like, get rid of that fucking sacrilegious jacket, because everyone knows real Christians whip their three-year-old with a switch until his scrotum bleeds. That's how, like, you need to respect the Lord. Raise him up and beat your children, because that is what real Christians do.
How dare you? Yes. You need to walk as he preached by being suspended by the league for like a season for beating your child.
Oh, man. I mean,
and also arriving on your 40th birthday on a camel dressed like Aladdin and having like 9 kids out of wedlock.
Yeah.
But yes, don't wear a leather jacket with Jesus on it.
He threw himself an Aladdin-themed
40th birthday party.
I remember that. Well, look careful with your jackets.
Turban.
Now, was it the actual Damar Hamlin, or was it his double? I'm told he's been replaced by a double because he died on the field, and so I assume that's the Damar Hamlin that was wearing the jacket, because the real Damar Hamlin is, you know,
would never make that choice.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Everyone knows, that's how you know.
Sodgate has happened.
Oh yes,
a mountain of evidence, look, according to Eagles fans, is piling up against the sod father, George Toma, because he's a Chiefs fan and. The slippery field helped the Chiefs win the Super Bowl over the Eagles.
Look, I'm not going to say the fix is in and that Mahomes is the new golden boy that they got to replace Brady. Okay. I'm not going to say that, but I will say this. I did see a big pile of changed out cleats on the Eagles sideline. I didn't see anybody changing their cleats. And as a matter of fact, I believe that at half, the sideline reporter said the none of the Chiefs have changed their cleats. How's one team changing their cleats and other teams not changing their cleats, Ed?
If somebody's got horrible ankles, do you think it's to their advantage to have a slippery, messy field?
Yep. Yes. What about the rest of the guys, though? The pass rush. Guys trying to get off. Played into their benefit, did it not?
I kind of want to blame him because I hate knowing the sod father. I knew the name George Toma, which I shouldn't know.
How's he still alive? Wasn't he? Remember, he was
that
like,
was like the 80s when yeah, we learned
with
about
the Niners.
Him.
He like pioneered the sod for the Niners, and they have a fucking thing on it every week, and it's or every yeah, like Super
Chris
Bowl.
Berman yes. loved to talk about
George
him.
Toma.
Yeah, I remember being in high school and being tired of George Toma, and now we're still talking about him, and he's apparently a Chiefs fan who rigs the field.
Yeah, no, it's insane. It's actually crazy.
But as much as I dislike George Toma, nothing compared to Tom Brady, who we learned him joining the Fox team will mean Greg Olsen will make $7 million less per year once Brady joins.
This is...
He goes from 10 to 3.
This is... who is Greg Olsen's agent? How is this contract
that's
signed?
A horrible deal. Oh, so I'll do your lead game for 2 years, then you're going to demote me?
Yeah.
Just be like, okay, I'll go to another network.
Yeah. How do you get a de-escalator in the... Maybe it's
$7 million less. Like, that's a crazy de-escalator.
But he was making 10, and
which is crazy.
Romo makes 20 or 18, but he's the name in the game. Greg Olsen, pretty good.
Very good.
Pretty good hands at the tight end position. Play down there in Carolina.
Right.
You know
he was a Hurricane in college.
Was he the U?
Yeah, he was like after Jeremy Shockey. Yes. After Jeremy Shockey, he was the next tight end. Like
Shut
he was the next guy.
Up. I love knowing that. I love the U. Great colors down there, the U.
And either right before or right after Kellen Winslow, who I don't remember what happened after football. I don't remember him being an analyst. Something happened with him.
How about they, and I'm sure.
Raped grandmothers and homeless people.
Yes, and homeless. I'm sure this had nothing to do with any head trauma.
No.
But how about while it came out that while he was playing, the Browns would have to bring a sex doll, just the rump of a sex doll, on the road with them because Kellen Winslow always needed to be masturbating and coming, and nobody would stay.
He was like the Tasmanian devil. You just had to occupy him. Like, you know, when bugs would just like confuse him to spinning into the corner.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Guys would come in to the locker room and he'd be fucking the couch. And they're like, hey, get somebody do something about Winslow. And their answer was to get him a silicone woman's rump to just fuck when he needed to. Because that's what he needed to do all the time. Turns out that after football, he had a bunch of sex offenses, including many rapes that he's now in prison for. I wonder if maybe they could have addressed that earlier on when he was catching balls from Tim Couch.
Yeah.
Or whoever was the quarterback then. Tyrod Taylor. Does it matter? Not really.
Ken Dorsey, maybe at Miami?
Could have been.
I don't know.
I can't. No. This, I'm sad for Greg Olsen. Oh, I was making a point about Greg Olsen. It could be that they were like, hey, you're not, we want a name for this job. You're doing a good job. You're not a name. But we don't have a name right now. And we're waiting on a name
who will do much worse than you.
Yeah. With this name. But what we're going to do is we're going to pay you like a name. Until we get that name, and then you're going to have to drop back to the B team money. You're going to get A team money while you're A team, but eventually just so you know, you're going to be B team. And Greg Olson's like, okay, yeah, sure. That's more than I made playing. Give it to me.
And then he did A team worthy work.
Yeah. I thought he was pretty good. Yeah. I like old Greg Olson.
Not my favorite one of all time, like very good at his job.
Yeah. I like him. I feel like he'll be back. I feel like they'll be asking him to come back or.
Well, when I called him Tom Brady, yeah. He's half from Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
When Tom Brady quits because he's getting shit upon and then he decides he wants to spend more time with his family.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to quit.
Yeah. When Tom Brady retired, Fox reportedly signed the greatest quarterback of all time to a 10-year, $375 million deal. The pack didn't specify whether that would be for studio work or as the analyst on Fox's broadcast, but the sheer size of the number suggests the latter. I was stunned when the Super Bowl came on that fucking Terry and Howie and Michael Strahan and Jimmy Johnson. Well, Strahan's like new to the group or newish, but all those guys are still there doing that. It's still the same guys.
And one of the critiques we talked about like 2 weeks ago about how like the intervention with Romo is he's removed from the game. The game of football, it doesn't even resemble what Terry Bradshaw played.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. And
he doesn't know anything about the game now.
And after the game, he's like, hey, he was on the.
Hey, Tubby.
Yeah. He's like, hey, you fat fuck. Put that cheeseburger down and get your waddle your fat ass over here, you fat piece of shit. And I'm like, jeez, and he's Terry.
He's fatter than Embiid at this point.
His head is giant. He's got a fat giant head. And did you see Strahan trying to grab a little ass when Rihanna was walking off the field?
No.
Yeah. He was like, hey, baby. He like left the halftime show or the broadcast. You know, they were trying to throw it back to the game, and he just went running over there to get a little piece of Rihanna as she went by. Look, are you mad at him?
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. Especially when the rumors are out there that he's not interested in Rihanna.
I've heard that too. This Strahan reminds me. I was picking up a prescription from one of my kids the other day at CVS. Hard pass. Mm-hmm. Dude, if you have a neighborhood pharmacy, find a neighborhood pharmacy because that line at CVS is ridiculous. And also, they will text you 300 times a day.
Oh, what? What's with all the texts?
So many texts. Pick it up. Don't pick it up. Are you going to pick it up? What day do you think you'll pick it up? Do you want? Here's $2. You know, like, Jesus, guys.
The good thing for me is I live literally one block from CVS.
Yeah, but the line to pick up your prescription is one block long.
Nah, but when you're at home, you can pick it up at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's smart. While I was there standing in line, I looked down and there's like Michael Strahan has like his own line of grooming products. Like what? This, there's nothing that this guy cannot sell.
He made so much money.
He is like the male Mayim Bialik. He's someone that I don't understand the humanity's appetite for, but there is apparently a tremendous one out there for people wanting more shit Michael Strahan.
So I never liked him when he was the Giants pass rusher.
Of course not. He took that bitch ass sack. Favre gave him that bitch sack. Should have gone to prison for that.
Yeah.
People had money on that.
Always belonged to Gastineau.
That's right.
But I would say he is affable.
No, he seems like a likable guy.
As like a morning show, like I find him, and I think he just quit, Seacrest. Seacrest gives off an aggressively not warm vibe. He gives off like a weird prepackaged vibe.
Yeah. Like, no, he's a robot. He's a robot.
I do think Strahan is affable, so I get that people like him.
Yeah. Yep.
Whether or not he should be this famous, that's different. But yeah. I kind of that people like him.
Yeah. No, I get it. And this is look, Kelly, who you know, Ryan Seacrest quit. They're going to replace him with Mark Consuelos.
Speaking of, we were talking little people.
God damn, though, that guy is so fucking beautiful. Like,
he's beautiful. How? He's 5'2", but he's beautiful.
He's little. Yes, he's small. He's a little overly jacked and tan for being 53 years old or whatever.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
Man, he's gorgeous. Like, she should not allow. If I were her, I would keep that locked down. He's going to go on TV. We're going to get
people
some,
are going to realize.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Yeah. They're going to see. They're going to go.
She's, in the past, she's been with Regis.
Right.
Hideous. And the completely non-threatening Ryan right. Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Now she's going to have her beautiful husband displayed.
Yes.
For the world.
I'm sure that's a good idea. But they're going to double up on that. They're going to double up on that salary. That's a yeah, fucking
they have
money.
All the money.
Oh, yeah. They do.
Oh, yeah. On Valentine's Day, Tom Brady shared a quote from a spiritual guru stating, "Love is not a transaction."
He had it read. He had it read by Johnny Depp. That was so good. That was so. That was awesome. Oh, can anybody? Is that like a cameo?
I was doing my robot voice.
Robot. But love is not a transaction. But Bitcoin is. Apparently, I heard somebody say that they're. Because they were like,
fortune favors the bald.
Yeah, they were like, brave. The Giselle left him because he wanted to come back and play another year. And someone's like, oh no, this. I think I heard this on a podcast that it wasn't the him going back to play football. It was him losing them $70 million in Bitcoin investments. That she was like, I don't think we should do this. We're pretty rich. My guy says, just leave it in the stock market. Said maybe buy some bonds from Ed Daly. And Tom was like, no, I got this. Wahlberg told me to put it in this FTX thing. And then it took a shit. And she was
the
like,
the underwear model who gay bashed has some stock tips for me.
Speaking of 5'2". Okay, let's do some voicemail.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless.
That never won't make me crack up. He's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless shit. Okay, let's check in with the voicemailers here. A lot of always get some good calls.
Hey, it's Brian. Hey, sorry for the second call.
Guru Stu. Oh, I believe Guru Stu called while we were recording. You know, a little behind the scenes. We have always typically recorded on Tuesdays, and I realized a long time ago that Mondays are actually more convenient, but I never, and then we would do them on Mondays and I'm like, oh, that's kind of nice. Gives me a couple days to get edited and get it on the internet. And of course I get it up either that night or the next morning for our Red Circle subscribers. But the show drops to the public on Wednesdays. It's always come out on Wednesdays. So we've been recording on Mondays, but the hardcore listeners, they know we record on Tuesdays. So a lot of times they like to get that email or that voicemail in right before we record. So show note, if you would like to get your call in for that week's show, you got to get it in prior to Monday evening, as that is the recording evening for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. And Mondays actually were better for me. Same. Too. So yeah. I don't know. We just always did Tuesday. I know. It seems like Monday's the day.
Monday's a good day. Okay. Here we go.
It's the same night actually.
So that's the point I was making. I'm sorry to keep interrupting. He called in last week. We played it, but then he must have left another message while we were recording, and this is that second message.
Oh, he was reviewing movies.
No, that wasn't on purpose. Actually, I'm on a show. I forgot the last time I called Ed. I'm sorry I was sharp. I was just, you know, like, look, I'm just fucking crazy sometimes. No harm, no foul. Oh,
that's back when Stu was advocating for fighting, and you, fucking,
right. I was a pacifist.
Gandhi Daly over here was like, "Hey, people shouldn't fight." It's, you know, it's
the most.
Good
I appreciate everyone in the Baller Nation the most, especially the hosts. You guys show up for 450 weeks plus, and that's insane. Like, you should get some kind of award for that shit. And also, I'm on my way back home. went and saw Tammy. That's kind of fun.
Oh, it's see, breaking news. We learned this on the Stereo app after show, which I occasionally post to the Red Circle page, but sometimes I don't because I overshare. I think I kind of overshared this week, but also we learned that Stu, who has a massive penis, we know, he retired from doing sex a while back, and apparently he's now unretired and he's doing sex. That's what he's alluding to.
Wait, we were just talking about Mark Wahlberg, by the way.
Yeah, he's 5'2".
I just saw this tweet pop up. He sold his Beverly Hills home for $55 million. Oh,
that's the one with the golf course in the backyard.
Jeez.
He's moving to like Vegas or something, I heard.
He's doing movies called Fox 2. He better consolidate that money because he's doing some real stinkers.
I think he's got enough. I think he's going home to Southie. And just
to go beat up gay people again?
Yeah, to live with his crackhead brother Christian Bale.
Yeah, and wake up at 3 a.m. so he can get in golf, like two hours of lifting before breakfast.
He works out. He claims to play 18 holes in like 90 minutes. So is he sprinting between holes? And also, you're a movie star. You could do things at any time you want.
At your schedule.
Yes. Everyone works around you.
Right.
They'll get out of the way and let you golf as much as you want, anytime you want.
Yeah. Like, everything works just like it's supposed to. I didn't even expect it to. Like, wow. It's nice. You know, I didn't even fucking know. Like, I've been retired.
His dick still works.
There you go, you guys. Yeah. I'm unfucking retired.
Yes, Ed.
This is a dude who's, you can just tell the joy of sex. Yeah. He's just like light as a feather.
Yeah, this is the post-cum clarity. He's like, oh, fuck, yeah, I'm back. Like, that was fun. Let's do that again.
For real. Oh, my God, I just realized it. Anyway, that Lucille Ball and that fucking Henry Fonda in that mine, yours, ours deal with the 20 that fucking kids.
Yeah.
That's insane.
No.
Talking about, it's like a trash bag full of Jell-O. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Look, I get. Look, Lucille Ball was groundbreaking. You know, she was like the first woman to have her own studio, and she really did it all. But
legend,
you know, one thing she never did, as far as I know, is make anybody laugh.
Hang on a second.
Oh, the one where she's eating the chocolates.
No, she made James Stu laugh. You said anyone.
That's right. James Stu loves I Love Lucy. I forgot. My bad. She's made exactly one person laugh. James Stu.
He loves her.
I know. It's crazy. He's so odd. So here's a little behind the scenes where we do the, if you listen to The Bachelor, you can hear James Stu and I do a show about it, The Bachelor Lifestyle. We do it every week. I told James Stu that I'm going skiing this week and I won't be able to do the show. And I'm like, so you gotta, I go, you can get a replacement and you could do it with somebody else, but you just got to have somebody that can make a recording and then send it to me and I'll post it. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe I'll do that. And then people are coming out of the woodwork this week on Twitter and they're like, you can't, Brian, don't, you can't leave Jason alone. Like,
I'll do it with him.
He can't. Well, can you record it?
How do I
do this? You do the Zen thing. You could sign into my Zen thing.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. All right. I'll put that together for you guys. Well, actually, I could just send you I can make the show and send it to you guys. And then you guys just hit record. It'll probably work. Okay. Yeah. I'll put that together. That'll be good.
I would do it. That would be kind of funny.
Yeah. That'll be good. Okay. Here's another one.
Hey, Ballers, Katie Shady here. Oh, I'm Katie having Shady. Technical difficulties. Give me a second. Anyway, you were talking about Kyle and Scani.
Katie Shady's husband is—he owns a bar.
Oh, nice!
I know, in Cincinnati, Ohio.
You married well.
Yeah, yeah. He owns a bar in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we have a group chat, and he and I are basically best friends now. Except we're not good enough best friends for him to send me the shirt from his bar that he's promised me for weeks now. So I want my shirt.
So if you had a bar in Cincinnati, wouldn't you definitely have a picture of Johnny Fever on the wall?
Oh, I don't, I'll have to ask.
You know what I mean? Like, or Venus Flytrap?
Of course.
Like, or Herb Tarlac?
Or RIP Bailey all those Quarters. Turkeys.
Yeah. As God is my witness.
Yes.
I thought turkeys could fly.
Or that time, the phone cops tried to blow up the transmitter. Yeah.
Yeah. There has I just feel like you would have to at least have one reference to that show.
I know. They should. I assume they do. She'll let us know.
Going to an ice fishing competition. You have to ask him if he's going to go to the lumberjack competition in Wisconsin. I believe it's July 20th through the 23rd. Oh, uh-huh. I think my friends and I are going to go up there for that. Oh. We have a friend who lives up there that goes every year. But yeah, you should look that up, the lumberjack competition in Wisconsin.
I'll ask Kyle.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Bye. Now, what's... Ed, like, what's the deal?
I've seen that on ESPN.
It used to be on ESPN all the fucking time. They do the log roll.
I enjoyed it with the sawing, the one thing where they're just maniacally sawing.
Yeah, they do like a tug of war with that long saw, and they go back and forth.
Yeah.
Or they have the guys, they cut the stump, and they do it. They're like, cocoon, they took a big chunk out of it from the top, and then they cocoon, take a big chunk out of it from the bottom, and then they go boom and blast it through the middle, and they cut down a fucking stump in like three chops.
Yeah, they're I never felt like crazy men.
Yeah. But what do lumberjacks get up to? They eat those big breakfasts. We know that.
I was going to say they have like a huge stack of pancakes.
Yeah, they eat that big ass breakfast so they can go out and work in the wood. In the woods,
and then they go fuck their big blue ox, right?
Well, I don't know, because there's a lot of time in camp.
That was part of it, that you have sex with a giant blue ox.
I don't know. I don't think there's any.
And you're way into paper towels. You love like big brawny towels.
I don't think there's many ladies out there at camp. Is all I'm saying. That's
what you're using the paper towels for.
All right, you're in the tent.
You're fucking the hole in the paper towels.
Right, you had that big breakfast. And then you go out there and work all day.
giant breakfast and lots of paper towels.
You head back to your tent. Okay, here's another one.
Big ballin', shot callin', microphone pimpin', podcast for that ass.
For that ass.
It's your boy, man. Welcome, Gardena. You will live. Easy Eduardo Diario. Yep. Brian Beckner.
¿Qué
pasa?
Yeah. What's up?
I'll tell you lo que no pasa.
Oh, yeah.
For all of you that ain't bilingual, I'll tell you what ain't happening.
Oh.
And that's All-Star Game. Especially.
Put it on the list.
What did he say?
He says All-Star Games aren't happening. All-Star Games, like mini bikes.
You know what's funny?
Handicap people.
If he listened to our show, you know, at this point, he'd be like, hey, for all you that don't think I don't listen to the show.
I know. Of course.
He definitely doesn't listen.
He never acknowledges. He never talks about anything that's happened on the show. He just brings in his own thing. And even that one time he brought in something that we liked.
Sausage or bacon and we wanted to like do shit like that.
Yeah, his hypotheticals were like, great call. You should do this more. Never did it again. Just went back to the stuff we make fun of him for doing.
It's the best. He can't stop being on brand.
He's a treasure.
You're talking about that debacle that is the NFL flag football game now.
Missed it.
And the All-Star Week weekend, let's pick our teams, disaster.
Oh, didn't see it.
Man, as a 47-year-old American, I can remember when we looked forward to NFL and NBA All-Star games.
Yeah.
Now,
well, we were.
I would honestly rather watch the Predator or the Terminator for the thousandth time.
Oh, those are good too. I didn't get into that new Predator. And everyone's saying it's good. Where the Indians kill Predator? Where like a Native American
like Jugdish? Or are you saying like Native Americans? Okay.
Yeah. Yes. No. Not. No. Yes, Native American woman kills Predator. I didn't get into that, but I would watch that too. Look, back when I was a kid, seeing the National League versus the American League in their uniforms, that's pretty fucking cool.
So I once I like understood what sports were, like when I was first grade, I was just excited to see Joe Theismann playing in a game
with that same on that one bar helmet, because he's like, hey, look, I may be married to Kathy Lee Crosby, but I want some other bitches to see what I look like.
Look at this face.
Gorgeous.
But always in my life, like, baseball resembled the game that you see, but all the other All-Star games, none of them resembled the real game.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like baseball, yeah, it's not taken crazy seriously, but like you would have a 4-3 All-Star game. Whereas NBA, NFL, hockey, even like they're all like crazy. They don't even resemble the sport you're watching. Yep.
Exactly. That's exactly right. They actually played the game. Now they didn't want to look like bitches out there. Now these guys, it's 178 to 161. How fun is that?
I just saw that on the ticker. Record-breaking 55 points from Jason Tatum. And it's like, well, it's like him being in an open gym.
Yeah, right.
Like, great, congrats. But nobody ever tried to block your shot or steal the ball from you.
Exactly. This is like my buddy Travis Rogers was telling me one time he played in a charity game. And Corey Maggette was on the other team. And Corey Maggette was leaping from the free throw line and just dunking on, like, radio hosts and shit. Like, that's basically the All-Star game. Like, who does that?
That's amazing.
That's pretty fucked up.
And 1 second on these joke of a broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Oh, here we go.
They lost me in the NBA when they went to the whole choosing teams. Format.
That's the least offensive
that
part
was
of
this
it.
Who year, cares? Right?
I don't know. I think they've been doing it a while. Because I only know that because they said this was the first time Team LeBron lost or something.
Oh.
And it was Giannis.
Giannis.
Man, what the hell is this? Junior high?
Yeah.
It's just stupid, man. It should always be stupid. East versus West.
Agreed. That's right.
And NFL. For them to go flag football, I mean, you got to be kidding me, man. Am I at Freeman or Thornburg Park?
Oh, local.
Watching middle school kids play?
Freeman or Thornburg Park. Those must be in Gardenia.
This is supposed to be the best.
Are we talking about watching kids play?
Now, that is kind of weird. Who watches kids play unless you have a kid? Right. Like, no one without a kid.
Is supposed to watch a kid. It's,
you know, I went, my daughter's a cheerleader.
Okay.
And I went to a game she was cheering at, and I got there like midway through, and I just walked in, and I walked past, there's like a little table right by the door, and I walked right past the table, and I went and sat in the stands, and I was watching the game. Fucking other team was pressing them every time, and it was working, and like, this coach, I'm like, you should do that too. Why don't you press them back? Because it may take them way longer to get the, anyway, that's not the point.
I love the press.
I love the press, especially young kids like that. So I'm just sitting there watching the game. And then somebody else walked in, and then I see that little table that I just walked past and ignored the people that were sitting at. Somebody else walked in and gave them like $5. It apparently cost to get in the thing. But I didn't pay. And I go, oh, well, they must assume that I just have a kid here. And I did. Imagine being an adult man, getting together with another adult man, and going to a children's sporting event in which you had no relative.
Two words.
Performing in the game. Yeah, tell me.
Watch list.
Yeah.
Watch list.
Yeah. Yep. Put them on one. Put them on a watch. Fucking listen, that's what Manuel's talking about. He might need to be on one.
The best, man. These are supposed to be bona fide competitions.
But no,
the
greatest
athletes
of
America.
Are.
They never, yeah, exactly.
But now, they're nothing but a farce.
Oh.
These games are both like...
He's saying it's lost its integrity. It never had any.
He wants to think back to the day when... fresh out of his HIV diagnosis, Magic Johnson showed up and won MVP with like 40 points.
He made all those three-pointers.
Yeah, hadn't played in 6 months.
And he put one on Isaiah's mouth afterward.
Right.
He made all those three-pointers. Then he's like, come here, Isaiah. Let me give you a kiss.
Let me give you a little hiv.
Nothing wrong with that.
Jeez, carnival acts. And bad carnival acts, if you ask me. So what say you, Bride Beck?
Well, you know.
What say you?
You're not going to hear
Eddie?
It.
Do you guys feel the same way as
yes,
me?
Yes, we do.
You guys not waste a second of your precious time?
No, definitely not.
No, I didn't watch it. Never watch it.
Idiotic displays nowadays.
Yep.
I'll be eager to hear what you guys got to say.
I remember Fred McGriff getting a game-winning hit, or it might have been Tony Gwynn getting a game-winning hit for the National League in like the 1992 All-Star game. And I was like, that was pretty cool.
I don't remember any specific years, but I may watch part of
it's
an All-Star baseball game because there's no other sport going on.
Yeah.
Whereas like, yesterday, when the All-Star game was going on, I definitely watched a college basketball game. Like, I could at least watch that. Like, in the middle of summer, there's nothing going on. So maybe I'll watch part of the All-Star game.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Not that it really, you know, that I give a shit, but I might watch.
No,
I'm definitely kind of never watching NBA or NFL or NHL.
It's that home run derby is real stupid, and it ruins everybody's swing. Like you get whoever wins the home run derby,
and they have a horrible second half.
The only one that cares about it is that Pete Alonso from the Mets, because he's there. He's there every year. But then they have a horrible, the shitty second half because they spent 2 days hitting uppercuts the whole time, on 40-mile-an-hour junk.
And Bryce Harper's dad throws it.
Right. Yeah, they bring their own guy. That's kind of cool though. Because it's like, you know, Dino Ebel wouldn't get to go to the game, or, you know, whoever pitches batting practice gets a trip to wherever they play.
There's only one right answer, and that's the answer that I'm providing.
The Lord.
God bless all of you.
Yeah. Yep.
Hopefully you're having a good 2023.
Okay. All right.
And I am outro.
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 Okay. There's another one.
Ed, Brian,
no, it's
what's
Stu
going
again.
On?
Stu.
No, I will keep it short.
Okay.
I'm fucking unretired for real.
Oh.
And
he's talking about fucking again.
You know,
second verse, same as the first.
You never know how close you are to the fucking
coming.
Breakthrough, to the promised land, to the goal, to the thing, the it. To the
this guy loves having sex and he's rediscovering it.
I remember a few months ago, he's like, nah, who cares? Like, I like to play poker. And ride my motorcycle and shoot guns.
He sounds like me in my teenage years where I first discovered the joy of it.
Yeah, he kind of does. It's, you know, look.
Like he rediscovered his love.
That is nice. That is good to hear.
Ocean, because you never know how close you are. And then one time, I thought somebody was calling. And then one day you break through. And then you go on to the next port of call, so to speak.
Yeah,
right, you have to keep fucking trying because you never know when you're gonna break through.
It's too euphemistic. It's hard to follow. I'm getting from this is he loves to fuck,
right.
And who doesn't?
Anyway, I'm gonna leave all the sore details on Friday.
Okay,
bang away, fellas.
Oh, buddy. All right, good to hear. Glad you're back. I'm glad you're back in the game.
He's back on the horse.
Yep. Let's do a quick email. We'll jump into the non-sports, which you will only hear, likely, if you're a subscriber to the bonus content. Quick email. Brian and quote Ed. Long time no email. Wanted to get caught up on a few things, starting with Aaron Judge and Anthony Rizzo sharing an affection for small dogs. Nothing to see here. What are you going to tell me next? That they like toys? Live alone? Have odd relationships with others? No big deal. This is a story we discussed a while back where Aaron Judge says much more than the $350 million he got. The big reason he stayed with the Mets is because he and Anthony Rizzo's dogs were friends. And you know what I thought? Well, Anthony Rizzo's like a journeyman. He could get traded any time. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
He's not pivotal to the Yankees.
No. He's a good player.
Yes, but it's not like it was Derek Jeter in the 90s.
Yeah, he's replaceable. He's been on a bunch of other teams. So it's Aaron Judge kind of lost the logic there. Also, who needs it more? a quote man who is 5'5" or a real man who is 6'8"?
Oh, no.
With the shame of being 5'5"?
Heightism.
Cause massive overcompensation in his needs? Or would the sheer volume of testosterone in a 6'8 man be the deciding factor? Please discuss. Only a few weeks until the F1 season starts in Bahrain, and Yuki Tsunoda resembles an 8-year-old girl. Enjoy the races. Yes, that is from our friend Pete. And I think this is pretty easy, right? A 5'5 dude or a 6'8 dude, who needs it more?
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS.